During this week, Westman RCMP received a total of 70 calls for service, including 22 traffic files, 5 mischief, 2 disobey court order, 2 break and enter, 1 assault with a weapon, 1 discharge firearm, 1 assault and 4 suspicious persons files. Some files Westman RCMP dealt with were: July 23, while patrolling northbound on Highway 83 in the RM of Two Borders, a vehicle traveling southbound on HWY 83 turned on their high-beam headlights and left them on as they approached and passed the police vehicle. A traffic stop was conducted. Police learned the vehicle was not registered. The driver was charged $298 for drive unregistered, $672 drive without third-party liability insurance, and $143 for failing to dim high beams when meeting traffic. The vehicle was towed from that traffic stop. July 24, a report of a break and enter that occurred in Verdun. RCMP attended and learned that 2 padlocks were damaged on the unoccupied residence. Nothing was taken. The property has been re-secured with new locks. There are no suspects at this time. July 25, dispatched to a single vehicle roll over, resulting in the vehicle hitting a hydro pole. RCMP, Manitoba Hydro and the fire department attended. No injuries occurred. July 27, a female caller stated she had been contacted by someone through E-Trade who requested her banking information regarding stocks. She shared the banking information but was informed at a later date by her bank's fraud department that an excess of $8,000 had been taken through her card. The phone number used to call her appeared legit at the time of the call. E-Trade hasn't operated in Canada since 2009. Westman RCMP would like to remind people that they should not share personal banking or identification over the phone to untrusted, unknown numbers, people or companies. RCMP continue to investigate. July 29, a report of a male walking in Sioux Valley, Dakota Nation, who reported to First Nation safety officers that he had been shot at. As members attended Sioux Valley, they learned a second male had been shot. The male was transported to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. RCMP continue to investigate. July 29, while patrolling HWY 83 in the RM of Pipestone, police observed a vehicle traveling 141 kilometers per hour in a 100 kilometer per hour zone. Police activated emergency equipment and conducted a traffic stop. The driver said they were late for a soccer game with their kid. A speeding ticket was issued for $586. July 29, a report of someone throwing rocks through a house window in Sioux Valley, Dakota Nation. RCMP attended, spoke with the resident and observed a broken window. RCMP continue to investigate.